Hi, I'm Kelly Burley with OSU President Burns Hargis, and this is Campus Connection for Thursday, September 21st. Hi, Burns.
Hey, Kelly. How are you?
Doing great, sir, and welcome back from Pittsburgh after the big road win for the Cowboys football team.
Oh, yeah, that was a great great trip in every respect. The Cowboys just really were hitting on all cylinders. Coach Gundy and his team and his staff are just doing a great job. I'm hoping it's going to be, we'll see a lot of that this season. And by the way, other than at the airport, I'm embarrassed to say, I've never been to Pittsburgh, in Pittsburgh proper, and it is really a beautiful city. I'd encourage people, if you're in the area, take it in.
Burns, let's turn to your participation in a State Regents program this week.
Yeah, I was pleased to participate on a panel that discussed the value of higher education in our state and communicating more effectively the importance of higher education to the future of our state. These record cuts in appropriations we've had over the last few years are really hampering our ability to turn out the number of college graduates that our industry is demanding. And just as an example, in our appropriation for FY18 that ends next June 30 is less than $13 million, in fact, less than our appropriation in 1996. And that's not inflation adjusted. So obviously, that's a tremendous challenge for us to keep tuition and fees low, to be able to pay competitive salaries to faculty and keep all the programs that our industry needs. It's, as I say, it's just a big challenge. And we were just discussing that and how we could better acquaint our fellow citizens on that that issue. Higher education really is a major economic driver for our state and for our local communities. The Battelle Group actually did a study and said for every dollar that the state puts into higher education, they get back $4.72. You know, just with Oklahoma State University, just the amount that we bring in from out of state in tuition and fees and grants and contracts is about $350 million, and the state is appropriating about $93 million to OSU, Stillwater, and Tulsa. So as you can see, it's a real problem when we know that the jobs of the future are going to require advanced degrees. So that's what that was all about, and hopefully we're going to figure out a way to get everybody on the same page.
And Burns, OSU has announced a big name for this year's homecoming grand marshal.
We have indeed. You know, of course, homecoming is a big, big deal here at Oklahoma State. We would call it America's greatest homecoming, and I think it is. With all of the house decorations and the parades and all of the things that go on. But everybody's always excited to know who the next Grand Marshal is, and they're going to be really excited this year because this year's theme is Herald Your Fame, and our Grand Marshal is a very famous cowboy, OSU alumnus and golfing superstar, orange wearing on Sunday, Ricky Fowler. Ricky is an outstanding ambassador for Oklahoma State University, and we're excited that he's able to join us as we celebrate OSU homecoming week beginning on October 9th with the game on the 14th.
And finally, Burns, it's getting to that time of year where an outdoor music concert's a pretty comfortable thing.
Yes, sir. We're having Music in the Garden Sunday evening at the OSU Botanic Garden. That's September 24th. It's an open-air concert that'll celebrate the talented performers, composers, and scholars from the OSU Department of Music. And we're going to have a big announcement that night, so everybody needs to turn out. Proceeds from the event will benefit our music department, which has enriched our lives for many, many years.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.